You can ask in Spanish.
What's up, pal? Hey, Nash just talked about sort of your versatility on offense. Are you just going to take what the defense gives you when you get the ball inside, if they're going to come at you, pass, and if not, try to go get your own thing?
Yeah, you have to read what they do to you and just make the right play. You know, they try to front most of the game. They allowed then the entry pass a couple times, and then you read if the double team comes, if it doesn't, and then you attacked. You know, that's pretty much what we try to do tonight. And obviously, we did a better job, or a very good job, in the fourth quarter of it.
On the right.
Pal, was there a concerted effort to get it to you in the fourth quarter there?
I mean, once I was being effective and just finishing plays, obviously, we just continued to go to it because it was working pretty well for us.
The Suns get their bread and butter is the pick and roll and what they get off of that. Seems like the Lakers have had some success guarding it, at least enough to win these games. Can you talk about how the Lakers approach it and what you guys are doing that some of the other teams weren't able to do?
Well, it's obviously they run it a lot, so you know it's a big challenge to play it right and play it pretty much every single play down the court. You know, a lot of drags and a lot of screens in different angles, different positions. You know, Steve is so good at picking the right pass and just handling the ball. So, you know, we just try to be aggressive on the ball, just making sure we're up on the screens, we're not playing it soft, and then we jam the lane to not allow Amari to have wide open looks or wide open dunks. You know, just force the ball to move and make sure we're on it so the passes are not right on the money.
Pal, in these two games, you're averaging 126 points and 58% shooting. What do you attribute that to?
The pace of the game is a little higher, a little faster. Then we also being very effective. We're shooting the ball very well. We're moving the ball, I think, really, really well. Our bench is playing really, I think, at a high level. And I think we're all stepping up. So, you know, with all that together, we put in some pretty good offensive efforts.
Pat, putting aside all the commentary between Amari and Lamar, is there, from a basketball standpoint, a concerted effort to put pressure on him defensively, whether in space or in the post, just attack him in that way?
Well, he's a very good player, and offensively he can really hurt you. So you got to be on him as much as possible and try to challenge him as much as possible, contesting shots, just make sure he doesn't get wide open looks down the lane or facing up on the mid range. So yeah, you got to be aggressive with the kind of players that
defensively.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other end, obviously, you have to make sure you're aggressive and you make him work on that end of the floor too. You know, whether it's, you know, Lamar or myself or whoever he's guarding, pretty much.
Pal, Somas Fuerte, so many weapons in the Laker arsenal. Is it frustrating the Suns? They're scoring points, but they just can't stop you guys from scoring. It's got to be frustrating for the Suns.
I imagine, you know, it's got to be frustrating to give up, you know, 120 some points in the last two games. And I think they played and shot the ball pretty well. They played pretty well offensively, but it still hasn't been enough. So I imagine it must be frustrating so far. You know, we got to continue to play better and stronger. And we understand it's going to be harder in Phoenix. So it's going to take a much bigger mindset or focus to go there and be successful and put the type of games and wins that we put in here.
Pal, with the yes. team making shots from the outside, can you kind of explain just how the defensive dynamic from Phoenix then kind of changes things with that, just knowing that you guys are both effective from the inside and out?
Right. Well, if our shooters make shots like they have been, they force their defenders to be aware of them and not be able to be in the lane so much. So it opens things up. It opens the floor. So it creates more space for us to penetrate and to go to the post and be a little more effective there. So, you know, guys are shooting the ball really well, and that's always a plus, because then they don't really know what to do, whether allow the outside shots, which are three pointers and hurt, or just make sure they play one-on-one on the post or on penetrations, and they stay with the shooters, which we have been successful also. So, you know, it's let's see what goes on game two. I mean, on game three, so far we've been successful, and we want to continue to be that way.
Pau, Enrique Gutiérrez, Univision, buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
No fue una victoria tan aplastante como la anterior, pero cuando contaba, cuando el partido estaba por definirse, varios jugadores levantaron la mano, incluyéndote a ti, Aaron Artest. ¿Cómo evaluar esta victoria?
Bueno, una victoria muy positiva. Nuestro objetivo y único objetivo de esta noche es ganar, era ganar el partido, y lo hemos conseguido, así que muy contentos por ello. Ha sido un partido quizá diferente al primer partido, no esperábamos ganar tampoco con la comodidad que hicimos el primer juego, pero bueno, sí que hemos acabado muy bien el último cuarto, jugando con determinación y resolviendo el partido, la verdad es que muy bien.
Pau, en 5 de los 8 cuartos hasta el momento han anotado 30 puntos o más. Uh-huh. ¿Por qué crees que han podido hacer eso, y especialmente en el último cuarto parece que confundieron mucho a la defensa de Phoenix?
Bueno, tenemos un muy buen equipo y el ritmo con que Phoenix quiere jugar al juego pues beneficia a que eso sea así. Realmente estamos tirando pues en muy buenos porcentajes, nuestros tiradores están jugando muy bien y bueno, pues eso hace que los puntos vayan a más. Así que bueno, pues una combinación de varias cosas. Ahora mismo estamos en un muy buen ritmo, estamos defensivamente creo bastante bien y bueno, pues eso hace que también tengamos más oportunidades en ataque.
Pau, muy buenas noches. Buenas noches. Alejandro Navarro de Telemundo. Me gustaría que hablaras acerca de la buena efectividad que ha tenido la banca de los Lakers en esta temporada, en estos la postemporada en los playoffs, comparado a la del año pasado, que también se tuvo problemas, pero hoy se ha reforzado completamente. Más maduro el equipo.
Sí, más maduro, sobre todo en esta serie. En las dos series anteriores pues hubo un poquito de inconsistencia, pero en esta serie realmente los dos juegos han aportado muchísimo y han sido claves en la victoria de nuestro equipo. Así que esperamos que puedan seguir aportando todo lo que han aportado y jugando a este nivel.
Wow. Te costó un poquito de trabajo entrar en ritmo al principio del partido. Sí. Y Amar Stoudemire había hablado antes del partido. ¿Tú crees que le mandaste un mensaje con los 29 puntos?
Bueno, no lo sé. Yo no escucho a las declaraciones de otros jugadores, sino es que me las decís vosotros. Pero yo intento jugar el partido lo mejor que puedo, siendo agresivo y ayudando a mi equipo. Creo que he jugado un buen juego y espero poder hacerlo igual en el siguiente. Ese es mi objetivo, ¿no? No presto atención tampoco a los mensajes, ni intento mandar muchos mensajes, simplemente demuestro lo que valgo, el tipo de jugador que soy y con eso ayudo a mi equipo.
Okay. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Kobe will be next, and remember the second question will be coming from NBA TV.